Hammond Excavating.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Bobby in today?
I'm sorry, he is not. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, you might be able to. Do you happen to help out with the finances, or is there anybody else around that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right, then. What was your name?
My name is Erica.
Erica, nice to meet you, Erica. I was actually trying to follow up here. We mailed out to the business finance offer. We do equipment financing, working capital. Wanted to touch base, see if you guys had any fourth quarter plans that might require financing.
No, none at this time. Anything that we do purchase, we go through either the manufacturer itself or we use our line of credit.
Okay. I know they probably have like really good rates in regards to the manufacturers. You guys go with the 0% down type deal?
Well, we do that, and we get a lot of 0% financing as well. So we tend to just stick with, you know, with that. It works out really well for us.
Do you guys typically use that line of credit up for equipment purchases? Do you guys normally?
No, not really.
It's mainly just there to have?
Yes.
Okay, do you guys ever, like, exhaust that to the point where you need extra capital on top of it?
Thankfully, no.
Okay.
Things going really well here lately, so no, we're good.
All right, is there a time of year where you do look at the finances, kind of evaluate when you might want to bring on new equipment or might need some extra cash for a project?
Well, that's an everyday issue, you know, I mean, from day to day, you know, it just all depends on how, you know, things are going and how the market moves down here in South Texas. So it all depends. It's never we're going to do this, you know, right this second, or we really need this, or it's all very, what we do around here is very, very, very dependent on, you know, the oil market and the way that things move in this area.
So how do you think that's going to be affected right now, especially after yesterday's results with the election?
You know, I'm not really worried about that. I really don't think that it's going to have much of an impact as everybody thinks it's going to have. I mean, you know, I know that a lot of people woke up this morning, you know, thinking that, you know, the apocalypse was going to come, you know, was upon us, and it's like, seriously, people, everything's going to continue the way that it has been. You know, it's business as usual. The markets are rebounding, and, you know, everything's going to be fine. So, I'm not worried.
I'm so happy that you at least understand that it's not that big of a deal. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's clarity on my end here, because a lot of my customers that I work with who are in either excavation or construction kind of see it as, you know, the way that politics plays into how the economy works. And economic policy and all that, they were really worried whether or not, you know, whoever was going to win, which now we know who it is, would affect their type of industry. And in a sense, it won't have that much of an effect because, like you said, everything's still going to happen. It's not like, oh my God, the world's going to end because somebody became our president. No, business still needs to move on. Business still needs to push through. Jobs are going to keep coming. Projects are going to keep moving forward. You know, there's nothing that's going to stop them from continuing working.
No, I know that's a lot of what I'm seeing, you know, around here on social media. It's like, oh my God, seriously? I mean, regardless of who was going to get in there, it's not like Hillary was going to shut down one certain area, you know, this second, you know, just because she's in. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's been really, really crazy, and it's, I think for like a, you know, I mean, we're not a huge business and we're not, you know, small, but, you know, for, you know, your medium-sized business owner, I mean, I think this is good. I mean, we really don't want taxes to be raised, you know, on, you know, too much of anything. And, you know, hopefully we'll get our healthcare issue fixed because, I mean, that in itself can bankrupt a company.
I've seen that. One of my clients, he said, you know, with what was going on in regards to the healthcare industry as a whole, the fact that new policies would be coming in where it would increase the overall insurance costs for business owners and businesses, he said it went from 500 to about 2,000. And I was just like, what? Per individual, per plan. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, not surprising at all. We went here from, you know, a very reasonable amount, you know, that we were paying. Before we knew it, we were almost paying $10,000 a month, you know, just to cover, like, maybe 20 employees.
Did you just say $10,000 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's an expensive premium, and it has it gone up, or is that kind of stay
where? Well, unfortunately, we had to discontinue coverage for our employees because we're considered a small business. We're under 50. So we discontinued, but a lot of what's going on that I'm getting complaints about is that everybody ventured out into, you know, that so-called little market that they put out there, and in the state of Texas, you cannot purchase a PPO. All they're offering is HMO. So guess what? None of the doctors in this area, and pretty much far up into like central northern Texas, no one's accepting an HMO, so nobody can go to the doctor.
What?
And you're paying for your, you know, and they're paying health coverage because they are, you know, and they're not getting fined and they're doing what they're supposed to do. But I mean, what good is having health coverage if you can't use it because nobody wants to take it? And they're, what do you call it? And the deductibles are so high, you're just constantly working toward, you know, meeting it. And I mean, by the time, you know, you get anywhere remotely near it, well, it's time to, you know, renew. So it's just, it's been horrible. I'm really hoping that, you know, things do change for the better.
And that's essentially where the new year comes in and where things hopefully get back on track with a lot of my customers as well. I have a few out there in Texas too. I actually have one of my vendors who does equipment sales out in Livingston. He sells to excavation companies, construction companies. He said that he's hoping things are going to start picking up in regards to that side of the business too, because he sees more jobs coming in while the economy starts to pick back up.
Yes.
Yeah, and if and when people start, you know, cutting down expenses as well, that just leaves more room to grow for extra opportunities.
I'm like, I really hope everybody can get together and see it that way. But see what happens.
Everybody's different. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Erica, do you mind? I know. You know, financing isn't a top priority. You guys seem to at least have some things in order. But I'd like to at least see if there's something we can do for you. If the time ever arose where you might need some extra cash on hand, or if, you know, you're looking to bring on new equipment, at least see what type of programs we can get available to you. Do you mind if I at least shoot you over my contact information via email?
No, not at all.
All right. What's the best email address? I can just leave you with my contact info.
E.
Mm-hmm.
P as in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
At H. E. S. As in Sam. TX as in Texas .com.
Okay, I'll be sure to make sure you have like all my contact info, kind of you know, what we do exactly, and if the time ever arose where you guys are actually looking for financing, feel free to give me a call. Love to throw my hat in the ring, see what we can do for you.
Alrighty, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Alright, Erica, you take care.
Alright, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.